name of Renato C. Corona or Maria Cristina Rocco Corona.
Please describe them.
On for account number 08912101266, a peso time deposit opened in August 9, 2007 with an opening balance of 66,674 pesos and 86 centavos.
All right.
The closing date was October 2, 2008.
Can you say that again? October
2? 2008, Your Honor.
Okay.
And the next account, 089121012713, also under the name of Renato C. Corona or Maria Cristina Rocco Corona, a peso time deposit opened on August 17, 2007 with an opening balance of 44,449 pesos and 85 centavos, which was closed in September 19, 2007. Third account, Your Honor, 089121012882, also under the name of Renato C. Corona and or Maria Cristina Rocco Corona, was a peso time deposit opened on September 19, 2007 with an opening balance of 94,589 pesos and 59 centavos, and this was closed in September 18, 2008. The fourth account, Your Honor, with account number 089121020133, under the name of Renato Coronado Corona or Maria Cristina Rocco Corona or a third party which we were not ordered to disclose, is a peso time deposit with an opening date of March 4, 2010. With the amount of 7,280,000 pesos, which was subsequently closed on May 24, 2010.
Can you repeat that? I didn't get the account number. Can you repeat it?
The account number, Your Honor, is 089121020133.
All right. And it's a peso time deposit opened on March 4, 2010.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the amount of the opening?
The amount is 7,280,000 pesos. Mm-hmm. And this was closed on May 24, 2010.
May 24. All right.
The fifth account is account number 089111019584. Also, in the name of Renato C. Corona or Maria Cristina Corona, it is a peso savings account that was opened on September 12, 2007 with an opening balance of 50,000 pesos and was closed on February 27, 2008.
I'm sorry, February?
February 27, 2008, Your Honor. The last account, with account number 089111019787, also under the name of Renato Corona or Maria Cristina Corona, was also a peso savings account which was opened on October 30, 2007 with an opening balance of 50,000 pesos but was closed on October 2, 2008, Your Honor.
Yeah. Mr. President, can I have a copy of the original signature card which the witness has brought before this court? Can we have an opportunity to examine it?
If you have, if the president has it, that
we have it, Your Honor.
Let the gentleman from Iloilo look at it, subject to the condition that the foreign currency accounts are black.
Yes.
Your Honor, may be allowed to address the chair.
Yes,
Your Honor, this is pursuant to the instructions of the court. Since this is an original card, and the tape may, you know, by handling may be removed or may be damaged, or we are presenting it, Your Honor, but as well also with certified true copies. If we can just request that PS Bank can be assured about the handling. So if it is possible that we present both the original and the certified true copy be compared by the Senate or the impeachment court staff, just to ensure the integrity and the that there will be no damage done to the card, Your Honor.
Will that be amenable to the gentleman from Iloilo?
Certainly, Your Honor.
Proceed. Let the clerk of court perform the requested treatment of the document.
Senator Duran, the original presented by PS Bank is a faithful. The photocopy presented by the certified true copy presented by PS Bank is a faithful reproduction of the original, and I will be handing to you the certified true copy.
All right, we'll accept that, Your Honor.
Mr. President, with the permission of Senator Drilon. It's connected to this. Can we also be given... thank you, Mr. President. Can these set of judges be given the opportunity also to look at the original? But we will return it. Tignan din namin.
Your judges, you have a right to look at it. It's not being offered for... it's not being offered yet for evidence, but...
Thank you. The accounts now being examined, Rono, is being televised already. And in all probability, this will go into the press conference this afternoon, Your Honor.
I ask the members of the media to please not expose this document.
So we wanted because definitely they will touch on this in the press conference, even during this trial, Your Honor, and more so after the trial this afternoon.
May I request all the participants in this trial to observe the rules of this court regarding exposure of an offered document, which are going to be offered as evidence for the parties. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we will be compelled to exercise disciplinary action. So,
(clears throat) do ask for a 1 minute suspension so our other colleagues can look at the document, Your Honor.
Yes, but
it seems that they are through already, Your Honor.
May I request that this is not exposed to any but the members of the court,
yes.
So that we will maintain fairness and impartiality to the respondent. There is a point where we will make a judgment to judge him, but I think fairness suggests that we must be very circumspect in exposing unoffered evidence to other people other than those who will make the judgment.
Okay, so can we ask questions now, sir? Can we proceed to the questions?
Yes, proceed.
Now, Mr. Garcia, we were presented here with a certified true copy of annex of a signature card of Renato C. Corona. This is Renato Coronado Corona. And we compared this with Annex A of the which was attached as the document to the supplemental request for subpoena of the prosecution. You previously mentioned in response to the questions of the Senate President that to the question of the Senate President that the Annex A is the signature card of Corona, you said you believe so. You confirm that?
That the Annex A is the signature card, Your Honor?
Yes, no.
No, Your Honor, I do not confirm that.
All right. But the photocopy of the original that you just handed to me, you would confirm that they, compared to Annex A, they would resemble each other?
No, Your Honor. In terms of form, yes, the form is similar, but there are significant differences.
What are these differences?
If I may, Your Honor.
Yes, please.
First of all, when you photocopy an original document, there's nothing in the photocopy that will show up that is not in the original.
Yes. Is it all right?
Differences, Your Honor, the year of the date indicated at the uppermost right box of the original is clear, 2008, in the bank's original document. Compared to the Annex A, which is a blurred last digit, that appears to be either a 6 or an 8, with appearance that indicates that the digits may be superimposed. The numbers in the box indicating customer number 334346 are thicker and clearer in the bank's original document compared to the Annex A, which has blurred digits wherein the second digit appears to be either 5 or 3, with appearance that indicates that the digits may be superimposed. The capitalized hand-printed account name in the second uppermost leftmost box, Corona Renato Coronado, in our original document has no underline compared to Annex A, which is underlined.
Okay.
The box portion of the specimen signature in the bank's original document has no marking of the letters PEP, without any highlight shade, compared to the annex, which has